This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Drew Zucchino, I'm the executive director at Tractor Food and Farms.
When the first part of the stay-at-home order and everything came out, I would say you got a lot of questions probably about what was going on and what folks needed to do.
Yeah, we certainly weren't at home for that. No. Half of us were. We were still coming into the office. Farming never stops. We got some questions right from the beginning, and the Extension office was really good. They produced some materials pretty quickly on the studies that had been coming out, and they compiled all of it. So yeah, there are really good resources yeah on their website. So it was, that work was pretty much done for us, and well, it's good. A good thing, because we certainly don't have the capacity to do yeah scientific tests.
So now you were talking about half and half kind of on your staff. How many folks are on staff now?
We have 4 full-time mm-hmm on staff. It's me, and then Becca Smith is our sales and program manager, and she manages the CSA. Michael Groff is our associate director, and then we just hired Sierra Bryant, who is a very talented young farmer that will be working as our farm manager. She'll be the quality control and the touch point for the farmers in the area.
Well, cool.
We're really excited to have her on.
You mentioned that there'll be some options of dairy and meat in with some of the CSA stuff this mm-hmm year. Where's that coming from? Local?
It will all be local. We don't source anything from over 100 miles,
okay,
and it's probably even more like 30. I think the furthest grower we have at this point is in Etowah. The closest one might be right there next to the dump.
Well, you know, everybody needs to be next to the dump.
Yeah, you got to pack things in up here.
That's exactly
it's
right.
Not going to be on top of a mountain.
No. Well, and the food that you get and the food that you distribute, it all stays local. I mean, when we first started all this, we were trying to get into the big grocery stores and the big
yep
stuff. And I
yep
think that just didn't work out as well as they thought it would.
Yeah, it was basically what it boils down to from my point of view is that's a real cutthroat business, the large-scale food distribution. And when you're showing up with 4 pallets of corn and you're pulling next to and you're pulling into a 200-bay facility where each of these trucks has 24 pallets of corn and they're full, they don't treat you real nice. They
yeah
don't – your small potatoes – and it's understandable. You know, they're
sure
dealing with high volumes, and that's how they make their money, and that's how the system's set up, and that's why it's failed
yeah
at this point. But it worked perfectly fine before. But from my point of view is we need some diversity in that if we're going to have some resiliency in situations like this. We need to support our local food system. I'm not saying don't go to the grocery store and get what you need, but maybe make a little extra effort to support your local farmers, because those are the ones that are going to be there for you like they are right now
mm-hmm
when things get a little sketchy. They're still out there working.
Is there anything on that list we hadn't talked about we need to talk about?
I kind of wanted to do some shout-outs. I first want to shout out to all the partner organizations that we've collaborated with to keep families fed through this. We're pretty proud to be part of this network, and we've worked pretty effectively to build an emergency food system for Yancey County when it was needed most. So those folks are Reconciliation House of Yancey. I think they've moved 90,000 pounds of food since this started through our facility and handed out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, over 200 families regularly. We've also been working with Neighbors Feeding Neighbors. They're our Mitchell partner, food pantry partner. Feeding Avery Families is our Avery. Diggin Community Garden has been an awesome facilitator through this whole process, connecting us with networks of people in need and coordinating a lot of the people we serve. PATH, Partners Aligned Towards Health, Blue Ridge Partnership for Children, and the NC State Extension of Yancey and Mitchell. Together we accomplished a lot through this, and we continue to do so, and it's almost just easy now. It's like butter. We're just doing what we need to do to keep everybody fed. Next, obviously, the foundations who fund our programs.
Mm-hmm.
I can only speak to the ones that fund Tractor, but Amy Wellness Foundation, the Yancey Fund, the Mitchell Fund, Community Foundation of Western North Carolina, CSX, Conservation Fund, Mountain Air Community Fund, Tobacco Trust Fund, Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation, and the USDA, and, of course, the Yancey County Government. And then lastly, shout out to all the individual donors and the volunteers in the community who have made contributions during all the unpredictability. It takes a lot of resolve and heart to make a donation during a global pandemic, or to go out of your house and pack food and distribute food. Looking at you, Rec House volunteers, you know, when the rest of the world is hoarding toilet paper, our folks are giving a helping hand and planting seeds. I don't know what hope is if that's not it. So.
Yeah, that is. That is it.
So hang on.
Hang on.
Keep rolling.
Yeah.
Keep planting.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
Yeah.
All right.
That's life, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's always something exciting.
Yeah.
Never know what's next.
Keeps you going.
Thanks so much to Drew Zucchino, who is the executive director of Tractor Food and Farms. It's good to visit with him both Friday and today. If you didn't get to hear both programs, be sure to check out our website. Just go to where it says Community Close-Up, and you'll see part one and part two of our conversation. Again, thank you to Drew Zucchino, and thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.